Radio 790. Talk Radio 790 KABC on a Tuesday morning, the 18th day of June. Right now, those of you who drive to Sepulveda Pass every day know that this gigantic 405 widening project is just dragging on and on and on.
It's going to be closed again tonight and tomorrow night.
And it's also going to cost a lot more than promised, but the ripple effect of problems it's causing, including vibration damage to homes up on the hills and just all kinds of issues, includes something that I don't think anybody saw coming, and that is its impact on the observances of Jews in the area. And to talk to us about this, because I knew nothing about this, is the organizer of the L.A. community. It's Eruv, is that it?
Eruv.
It's a pleasure to welcome aboard Howard Witkin. Howard, how are you?
Great. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, I grew up in Great Neck, which we know is the promised land on Long Island. But even I was unaware of this practice. Now, what is, explain to us what the requirement is under the Jewish faith.
So an Eruv is like the original community association. There's a couple of quick things to get down. The concept of Sabbath, you know, Shabbos, is that Jews are supposed to perfect the world. 6 days a week you go out and you create, you build, you change the world, you get involved in making the world a better place. And one day a week, on the Sabbath, you sit back and you accept the world as it is. And you recognize we're supposed to build, but we're tenants here. We can't just change anything. So the Bible defines 39 categories of work through which human beings change the world. Building, farming, construction, sewing, radio broadcasting, right? The things that make that people change the world. One of those is logistics, shipping stuff. So on the Sabbath, Jews don't ship things. So the question is, what counts as shipping? You know, you can move your furniture around in your house, but you can't send a FedEx package. So what happens is the idea is that inside a public domain, the outside world, you can't ship or move anything. Inside your home, you can move anything you want. And the boundary between the two is what's called a community or communal domain, where you can move things that you need for the day, strollers, a wine bottle to go to lunch, a book that you want to take to the synagogue, anything you need for the day, you can move inside a communal domain. So to make something a community, you need two things. You need permission. We have permission from the LA County Sheriff. And you need some physical definition. You need some sort of boundaries. So we need some sort of walls to define that area. So what we use as our walls are the freeway fences along, you know, the 10 freeway and the 405 and the Ventura freeway and coming down the Hollywood Bowl. And those fences give us a fixed definition of inside these walls, that's the community.
So you're taking the kids to temple on the Sabbath. You can use the stroller because you're within your community.
Exactly. But you can't say, you know what, I'm going to push the stroller to Vegas. Right.
You can't
say, I'm going to take and just, you know, even like if you had a package you need for Monday morning, you can't take that, you know, from your living room to the den.
Okay.
It's all about focusing on today.
I got it. Now, what I don't get, because as I understand it, is something as perforated as telephone poles and wires can qualify as a wall, as if they're, a wall could be made out of doors and doors can have many openings in it, a wall could have many openings in it. So the 405 boundary was considered to be the wall, but now because of the construction project, there's holes in it. But why is that not the same as telephone poles?
Well, so you can always have a doorway. Any wall has a door in it. So our wall is mostly solid. We've got 40 miles of walls, and there's no break bigger than about 10 inches anywhere. Any place that you have something that's bigger, like where Wilshire Boulevard or Santa Monica or anything that closes, then you build a doorway. You take two verticals and a horizontal. The horizontal can be as small as a string, but you have to physically build a doorway over any pier.
Well, what is it that you want done about this?
Nothing. Over the last three years, we've worked very, very closely with Metro and Caltrans and with the contractors. You know, we have existing city and state and federal permits. The Eruv has been up for, you know, 30-plus years without anybody noticing it. It's been using freeway fences since, I guess, 11 years now. And we work very, very closely with the contractors. I mean, I guess in the 300 weeks that they've been working on this over the last 4 years, we've been down three times, you know, and really the reason we're down now is they're doing the destruction and construction of the Wilshire Boulevard off-ramps, and in that section where we cross, they're working 24 hours a day to hurry to have this thing done next week, there really wasn't any great place that we could work within that that we wouldn't get in their way, and we're not willing to be in their way. So we kind of backed out for that weekend. And by this weekend, we have an alternative route. We'll come a few blocks east and kind of jigger our way around it.
All right, Howard Wicken, thank you for explaining it to me. I appreciate it. This is 743, Talk Radio 790 KBC.